All right, we are. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the enforcement.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-016 regarding Mr. Larry Zink. The time is now 10 a.m. on April 5th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Orlean Loera, board staff.
Thank you. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel.
Judith Stakely, executive director.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Dean Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. And then we'll go with EAC committee members.
I'm Steve Von Ehrenkrug.
Dan Hayden.
Thank you.
David Swartzen.
Thanks. Mr. Timpani? I might be muted. We can't hear you, sir.
Can you hear me now?
We can, yes.
Committee member Mark Timpani.
Thank you. And then Mr. Zink?
This is Larry Zink.
Thank you. Mr. Larry Johannes, the alleger, was invited, but I haven't heard anything back from him, and he is not with us this morning, although he was invited with ample notice. So just a few reminders for the meeting before we get started. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to the review the audio recording, I can tell who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones need to be completely off or placed on silent mode. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nobody said anything.
Oh. Okay. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board on whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 22nd of 2021 related to a home inspection at 3448 Sunflower Drive in Bullhead City, Arizona, on or about October 21st of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they've done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you feel comfortable serving without conflicts. Mr. Timpani?
Yes.
Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Mr. Von Ehrenkrug?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with Ledger, although Ledger isn't here, so we'll actually start with Respondent. During the interview of Respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee is requested to note their positions for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person, that's not going to apply. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is your time for your interview. At this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Whoever makes the first and second motion, if you'd please announce your name prior to your motion so it can be recorded.
This is Dan Hayden. I move we go into session.
Thank you. Could we get a second?
This is Steve Von Eric Rook. I'll second.
Thank you. And then we need to do a roll call vote. Mr. Timpani?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hayden?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Von Ehrenkrook?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Yes.
Thank you. So, Mr. Zink, normally we'd start with the ledger, but we don't have the ledger with us, so we'll start off with your interview. So you can go ahead and stay on the line for now, but I'll need to start the recording. It is now 10:06. We're going to end this recording for executive session and start a new one for, or end this recording for open session and start a new one for executive.